First of all, living being. Amongst living beings, there are some living beings which can move or can walk from one place to another. And there are certain other living beings which cannot move, just like the trees, plants. They are also living beings. But they are standing in one place for many thousands of years. They have no independence to move. Now, in the moving living beings, there are so many. The flies, the insects, the reptiles, the birds, the bees. In this way, by evolutionary process, one after another, one comes to the form of human being. This human being is therefore very, very rare. After going through 8,400,000 species of life, one comes to this human form of life. So, here is the chance of getting freedom from this evolutionary process. Bhavanam janmanavante. After many, many births, we have gone. Why? That to become civilized. What is civilization? Civilization, aliens are called civilized. Why? Aliens means going forward. And what is the destination of going forward? The destination is to understand the original cause of creation, God. Janmadrasya-jata, that is Vedanta philosophy. Janmadrasya-jata, the original cause from where everything is coming into being, by whose management everything is maintained, and after annihilation, everything will enter into him. That is the original person. So human form of life is meant for understanding the original cause of all causes. That is human form. Inquisitiveness. And others, less than human being, just like lower animals, cats and dogs, not to speak of the trees and plants, they are standing in one place. Rather living being in the insects, birds, bees, they are haven't got sufficient intelligence. No, it is. Sufficient intelligence to understand what I am, why I am suffering. Everyone is suffering, that's a fact. The whole struggle for existence is going on. Just like just now, two big directors of Mrs. Dhyanapan Company came to see me. We have got business with them. Now, they are meeting with so many problems for printing works. We are maintaining about 200,000 people to carry on their business. Huge establishment, huge responsibility. But there are problems also. So this material world is full of problems. One who understands, he is called Sura or civilized man. And one who does not understand, he is called Asura. Asura, not Sura. Alien, non-alien. So amongst the Suras, those who who can understand the problems of life, there is a system which is called religion. And what is the purpose of religion? Religion is to understand what is God. That is religion. Dharmantu sāsād bhagavattamīta. So, all over the world, the civilized man has got some religion. It may be professing the Vedic religion, somebody, the Buddhist scripture. Just in your country, most of you are Buddhist. There are similarly Mahavadian scriptures, Christian scriptures. But in each and every scripture, there is rules and regulations to follow to become more and more aware of the topmost principle, the original cause of all that is necessary. So one who does not care to understand this philosophy, they are called Asura. And one who understands the philosophy of life, they are called Sura or Devata, God, demigods, they are called. Low bhutasarva loke daivo asura eva. There are two kinds of men throughout the whole universe. There are men in other planets also. They are very highly elevated. They are therefore called devas or demigods. The moon planet, the sun planet. There are many other heavenly planets. There is sun god. In the Bhagavad Gita you find the name of the sun god or the predominating deity of the sun planet. Vibhushan, his name is Vibhushan. Everything is fine in the sattva. So, there are two divisions, Asura and Sura, or Asura or Deva, Devasura. Deva means those who are conscious of the responsibility of life, they are called Deva. So, for the devas, Krishna has explained so many things. Now he is explaining about the asuras. What are the symptoms of asura? He says, first of all, pravittincha nirittincha jana na vidu asura. Pravittin nirittin. Now, as soon as we have got this human form of life, we have got different desires, or we accept something as very nice, we reject something as not very good. This discriminating power is there. Even in animals, there is this discriminating power. Just like a pig, if you give him halwa, and if you give him stool, he would like to eat stool than the halwa. It's perfect, natural. He has got natural inclination to eat stool. And human being will be naturally inclined to take halwa. So this is called pravritti. So the member of the Krishna consciousness society, if you offer him tea, he will not take. And others, if you offer tea, he will very gladly accept. This is called pravritti nirvritti. So, the pravritti and nirvritti, why a person is not accepting tea or smoking or something else, and why the other person accepting the same thing? Amongst the animal also, you give something to animal, he will reject, and another thing he will accept. These two things are there, very living being. Accepting something and rejecting something. This is called pravritti and nirvritti. So far, the human form of life is concerned, There must be some pravritti and nivritti. There is that inclination, pravritti and nivritti, but they should be, synchronized, systematized. What things we should accept and what things we should reject. That we must learn. Therefore, we have got so many books, literature, education. What things we should accept and which things we should reject. But what is the basic principle? Why I shall accept something and reject something? The basic principle is to go forward in our spiritual understanding. That is the basic principle. We are suffering in this material world. We may say that we have no suffering, it is very pleasing, but actually, in every step, we are suffering. Just like this is winter season, to take bath in the winter season is suffering. And in the summer season, to take bath in the summer season, it is very pleasing. So either we are suffering or we are enjoying according to different season and circumstances. So actually we are suffering. Because this winter season we do not want chilly cold, therefore we are covered. Because we are suffering, therefore we are covered. And after covering, we are feeling some pleasure. This pleasure is, for the time being, absence of suffering. Actually, we are suffering. But by some arrangement, when we stop that suffering for the time being and feel enjoying, that is material enjoyment. Actually, there is no enjoyment. Because in the winter season, by covering the body, we are feeling peace. But in the summer season, by covering the body, we feel not peace. So this is why. So rejecting and why the same dress, warm dress, does not give us pleasure in the summer season? And the same dress in the winter season gives us pleasure. So you do not know whether dress is pleasing or suffering. And sometimes it is pleasing and sometimes it is displeasing. Similarly, water. We do not know whether water is pleasing or displeasing. Sometimes it is pleasing, sometimes it is not pleasing. Everything. Matras-parsas-sukhonti-yasi-tushna-sukhadukhala. In this material world, actually, we are suffering either in summer season or winter season or any other season, with dress or without dress, with water, not water, with cause is going on, suffering only, but we are trying to cover this cause of suffering and by temporarily stopping the cause of suffering, we are thinking that we are enjoying. But actually, there is no enjoyment in this material world. Because we find in the Bhagavad Gita, this material world has been described as dukkhalam sahasatam. It is for suffering. Even if you do not take very seriously about this winter season or summer season, suffering or enjoying, at the end, either you accept these temporary sufferings and enjoying. Well, ultimately we are suffering. Ultimately suffering how? Because we will have to die. Who wants death? Does anyone want death voluntarily? No. As soon as there is any cause of death, immediate death, we become very much sorry. Suppose you are sitting in an airplane and you understand now it is going to crash. Are you really happy? No. Why? Because you are going to God. Suppose you are on the sea and it is going to sink in the water. Will you be happy? No. That time we chant Hare Krishna. Sukse bhaje koi. When you are in danger in Japan, you have got many times to experience some earthquake. What do you do at that time? You have Japanese wives and what do you do? Have you experienced an earthquake? Yeah? What do you do at that time? When there is earthquake, what do you do? But I have seen in America, they all everyone, they scream. And perhaps they remember about God. Naturally, they remember. God said, John. What is it? That means that we do not wish to die. That's a fact. You cannot say that death is a very good thing. Nobody will say. Death, but we have to die. There is no excuse that I cannot die. Death is as sure as death. Okay? But we don't want death. This is happening. Not only death, even in lifetime. Just like you are old man. Oh, who wants to become old man? Everyone wants to remain youthful. This is undesirable. This is suffering, actually suffering, because we are old man. We are suffering so many diseases, so many inconveniences. If I am not helped by 3-4 men, then I cannot move. So this is suffering, old age is suffering. A disease condition, apart from death and old age, a disease condition. Suppose you are suffering from some disease, some fever. So this is inevitable. You cannot avoid disease. You cannot avoid old age. You cannot avoid death. And you cannot avoid birth. So suffering, this whole material world is full of suffering. Dukkhalayam asatam. Even if you make it, any place you are living, it is not very comfortable. But if you are assured that you will not die, you will not be diseased, you will not become old, you will not take birth again. So if there is no death, there is no question of birth. So even if you are assured of, immunity. From this suffering, there are many other sufferings. Suppose you are not thinking very well. Today my mind is very disturbed. That is called adhi, adhyatmi. I have got some pain in my body. That is also adhyatmi. Some friend or some animal has done some mischief to me. That is also suffering. Adhi bhuti and adhi dvaili. There is earthquake. Nobody wants earthquake. But there is earthquake. This is adi dvaili. There is famine, there is pestilence, there is so many things. So even if we are assured that we are not going to die, still there are other sufferings and of course there is no question of not dying. Everyone will have to die. Even if you accept this place of suffering, if you are sure that you leave your palm, still you become happy. Alright, I will not die. But that is also not possible. Therefore, asāśvatam, even if you make your arrangement very nicely, that you will not suffer. But you will not be allowed to stay. Not such like in Tokyo city, you are making very big buildings everywhere, all over the world. To live very comfortably. But that comfortable life is also not assured because you have to die. You have to die. Therefore it is called asāśvatam. not permanent. Even if you are under the impression that I am very happy, that happiness also will not be allowed you for eternal time. It will be finished. So there is no question of having happy life within this material world. This is to be understood first. Very pessimistic. Those who are intelligent, they are very pessimistic. Even materially, they are pessimistic. They are living some standard of life. This is not good. There are many houses, very low, and cottage. So people think that this is not very good life. Let us have very nice building. So this struggle is going on. That is human nature. Unless, until he approaches the final post or platform of happiness, he is not happy. That is called struggle for existence and survival of existence. So sura and asura means those who are trying to reach the ultimate goal of life, where happiness is guaranteed. One who is trying for that, he is called Sura. And one who is satisfied with this temporary so-called happiness, he is called Kusura. This is the difference. Now, if you want to reach to the ultimate goal of life, where only blissful life, Satchidananda Vigraha, eternal body of knowledge and bliss. Then you have to become Sura. It is not that you Asuras will remain Asura. It doesn't matter. Even born in the Asura family, one can become Sura, just like Prahlad Maharaj. His father was Asura. But he was perfect Sura. That is possible. It is not prohibited to anyone. If he wants to become Sura, just like in ordinary life also, if you are determined to become medical man, you can become. There is no impediment. If you are persistent, you can become medical man, engineer, or anything. People have tried education. Similarly, if you want to become Sura, there is no impediment. There is no obstacle. We can become. Simply, you have to know what sort of life we should accept pravritti. This is called pravritti. And what sort of life we should reject. This is required. This is the distinction between Sura and just like these European American boys, before coming to my shelter, they were doing everything. We prohibit illicit sex, we prohibit intoxication, we prohibit meat eating, we prohibit gambling. These boys and girls are accustomed to all these things, pravritti. But they have now changed their pravritti. Because they want to become Sura. They want to achieve the ultimate goal of life. One may not know what mode of life we should accept. One may not know what mode of life we should reject. But in the Shastra, in the teachings of great men, learned scholars, things are there we have to accept. We may not know, but we should accept. The Krishna consciousness movement is for this purpose. To change the pravritti nivritti. Just like there is pravritti for meat eating, we are advising, please not eat meat. This is nivritti. Before that they do not know what is the difference between meat eating and not meat eating. But now they are understand. Therefore they are becoming Sura. One who adopts the methods and why one should eat meat at all? Just like now, you have taken some of you might have taken to Sadam here. So, how nice is that, right? Our Bhanu is expert in making nice to Sadam. These boys, these American boys and European boys and some Japanese boys, they have adopted this thing. They are happy. So everyone can become Sura. There is no, Krishna says, it is not, it is happening. If somebody says, and he is born in the Asura family, he shall remain as Asura. No, no, that is not such a reason. He can improve. He can become a Asura. That is stated in Bhagavad Gita, it is fine. Man hi paasa da paasitya jeti su papa juna. Papa juna. The Asuras are called papa juni. Papa juni means born in low grade family. But Krishna says, man hi paasa da paasitya jeti su papa juna. Sriyavasya sathā sutra sthiti yanti paranga. So there is no question of Papa Joni or Asura. If one wants to become Asura and Devata, he can do it. Otherwise, why Krishna says, man hi paasa da paasitya jeti su. They, in India, they sometimes come to fight with me that I am making this Papa Joni. Namely, the Europeans and Americans, they are considered by the religious Hindus as a Papa Joni. They cannot become. But why Krishna says, Man hi paasa da paasitya jeti su Papa Joni. Te vijanti parangati. So everyone has got the chance. Even he is born in Papa Joni, everyone, otherwise, why Krishna says, Te vijanti parangati. Simply, the condition is man hi paatham dapasitya. One should take to Krishna consciousness fully. Never mind. Wherever he is born, he can be also transferred to the spiritual world. So this is our moment. Krishna consciousness moment is like that. It doesn't matter whether one is Sura or Asura. Sura, Krishna also said, Kimpuna brahmana punya bhakta rajasthayastatha asukham imam lokam prapta vajasam. Simply, if we take to Krishna consciousness, it does not matter whether he is born in Papa Joni or Punya Joni. Punya Joni, those who are born in Punya Joni, in nice families, for them it is very easy, a nation. But even those who are born in Asura family, just like Ballad Maharaj became a great devotee. He is one of the authorities of devotees. But he is followed by Asura. Asura does not mean one community is simply Asura and other community is simply Asura. No, that is not. Any community, any person, if he follows the principle of Asura, he becomes Asura. If he follows the principles of Asura, even if he is born in Asura family, then he is Asura. These are the injunctions of the Shastra. People do not know it. So we, Krishna consciousness movement, we are simply trying to make the Asuras as Asuras. Anyone who is not devotee, he is Asura. It doesn't matter. Whether he is born in some country or some family, it doesn't matter. If he is not a devotee of Krishna, then he is Asura. When you speak of Krishna, then Krishna means God. Anyone who is not a devotee of God, who is not God conscious, he is Asura. That is it. Vishnu bhakta bhavet daiva asura sat viparya. This is the distinction. Devata means Vishnu bhakta. Great devotee of the Supreme God. Vishnu means the Supreme God, all parties. Vishnu bhakta bhavet daiva. Asurasya, and those who are not devotees, godless, without any God consciousness, they are all Asuras. So this movement is to make Asuras as Suras. Then what is the advantage of becoming Sura and Asura? If you become Sura, then you become fit for entering into the kingdom of God, back to home, back to home. But if you remain Asura, then you have to remain in this material world, which is dukkhalam, asasaram, full of misery and temperance. So, we don't say anyone Asura and Sura, but we understand from the Shastra, anyone who takes to Krishna consciousness, whatever he may be, he becomes a Sura. Even if he is born in Asura family, it doesn't matter. Just like Prahlad Maharaj, his father was Asura. But still, he becomes a first class Sura. Similarly, everyone can become first class Sura. They have to be trained. The Asuras, therefore it is said, that Pravit Singh and Nivit Singh said, Janana Vidurasa. Asuras, the big fault is, Asuras, they do not know how to lead a very happy and clean life. They do not know. Asar, not Sautam and Abhisar, they have not cleanliness and good behavior. So therefore we are teaching cleanliness. You rise early in the morning, take your bath. You must be clean. You rise early in the morning, you are going to take his bath. Immediately he can take it. Sautam. Sattam Sautam. Kamo, kamo, titika. These are the qualifications of Brahmana, of Sura. So they do not know it. Therefore we are training. Rise early in the morning. Chant Hare Krishna. Have Mangalarati. This is ātāra. This is ātāra. By practicing this, you can see the distinction between ordinary men and our men. Anyone, practically will see. In America, they are surprised. They, although they are Americans, they enter. Are you American? Because they are the Americans, there is no such thing. Any inquisitive person inquires, they send them. They will please say that these boys, they are our boys, and they never came to church to inquire about what is God. Now they are mad after God. What is it? Because they have become students by training. By training. This is the Asuras, can you turn into Asuras? There is no difficulty. Provided they abide by the rules and regulations and orders of the spiritual master, they can be Asuras. Because they do not know. They are not so uttamanapitachara. Na sattama te gurudyate. They do not know what is sattam. Sattama param bhima. Therefore we are teaching them. Srimad Bhagavatam. Sattam param bhima. The ultimate truth. They do not know what is sattam. This is the movement. To give them education. To understand what is the absolute truth. Sattam param bhima. To teach them how to behave in life. How to become purified in life. This is a very scientific movement. If anyone wants actually to become Sura, the perfect man, they must join this Krishna consciousness. Then his life will be successful. Thank you.